three kinds of miracles. He had
Do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs, long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
For our sin.
That's Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Earth.
All of God's people have a ministry. It is a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And here is the Dark Green Network.
Maybe not because of what Denny said, but if you look at your
overlooking beautiful
record as a Christian, have you ever had any doubts?
Our guest this morning is Lauren David.
God actually created everything around him.
He's been a missionary to Africa for 20 or 40 years. He's old now and a sabbatical and he'll be going back again later. He comes to the NARC program on a regular basis.
Sometimes I'm having a good day, everything's fine. Other days I'm having a bad day, everything's not fine. In fact, a friend of mine who's a Christian apologist by the name of Greg Kokos says, he says, before I have my first cup of coffee in the morning, I'm an atheist.
Warren, you bring us up to date on what's going on in Africa.
He says, after I have my first cup of coffee, I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
Yes, sir.
And by the time I get my second cup of coffee, I'm back to being a Christian.
Well, the major battle going on in Africa is over
the evidence hasn't changed.
Homosexuality.
So we go up and down all the time. Look, you know, the writers of the Bible,
many of the forces from the West,
the
UN, have been pushing, particularly
you know
in Uganda.
They drive us to get for answers.
Past, for
just to stay with your doubts,
canceling a law that Uganda passed forbidding homosexuality in that nation, also in Kenya. But the parliament stood up and said, you know, we're going to pass this law because we don't believe in this. And it's amazing that in Africa, it seems like they're more conservative on morality than in America. And so then a judge stood up, and some judges, a panel of judges in Uganda, and even though the law was passed by parliament, signed by the president, the judge overturned it. And overturned the law that was forbidding the gay lifestyle and also promoting it. Publicly. So it's been a big battle going on, and it's about to reverse
Dennis,
back again in Uganda. And so to where they will forbid homosexuality. And the thing is now, the way they're going now, it's not that two people couldn't do in the privacy of their own homes this act if they desire, but they cannot promote it. And our experience in Uganda is it was being promoted even in the schools over there. And they have a lot of schools that are just, you know, for the girls, others just for the boys. But lot of literature brought in from the West promoting their lifestyle. But anyway, in East Africa, they're taking a strong stand against it. And so a lot of things happening, but that is something of significance.
Well, basically, the parliament just reversed the judge. Is that what happened?
Well, the judges reversed the law, just like they're doing here. You know, people vote, and then the judges overturn it in favor of the gay movement. So they have done that, but now in Africa, my understanding, I've read just recently and from my other contacts, that they're going to reverse it back and enact that law against the promotion of homosexuality. The landscape.
So they're going to do away with it, or they're going to reinstate it?
So how does that, morally speaking, they're going to reinstate the law against the promotion of gays. But I think the modification of that law is that two people in the privacy of their own home could do what they want to do, but you cannot promote it. But what's happening is the Western groups that are in Africa are strongly promoting this, just like they're doing in America. And also they're actually blackballing Uganda and Kenya, saying, you know, you do not get aid unless, you know, you allow this lifestyle to be open. And so in Uganda and Kenya, they said no. So they've stood up to it, even if it's losing aid.
Well, how can they? Let me put it this way. An atheist can say there is no God and believe
that certain things are right and other things are wrong. From the West, the United Nations, somebody could read a book and know what the book says over there. But there would be no book unless there was an author of the book. And there would be no good unless there was an author of the book. Pressure. See, on Uganda and Kenya and the other nations over there, that they will not get aid, which is about 20% of their economy. But unless they, you know, have the open gay lifestyle like they're promoting in America. But I thank God that they've stood up and said no.
Well, thank goodness for that. And certainly, what is going on in Uganda today? We have one woman that's sitting there seizing land and converting it to an area for a railroad. The government there overall, you know, dealing with the people quite fairly, from your point of view?
Well, from my point of view, you know, the government is really caring about the people more and more. I've seen a change. I'm speaking particularly in East Africa, Uganda, Kenya, where they're really caring more about the people now. And looking out for their interests, even above finances. But, you know, finances is a part of it. The economics is a part of it. But so it appears to me that the leadership in Uganda and Kenya, you know, is, you know, caring about the people, from my observation.
Well, no, where did you get any income from? Does it have any type of resources? Oil and anything like that?
Well, you know, recently they found oil in Kenya, and I think also in Uganda, but a lot of it is from agriculture and also from some other trading. And, you know, there's a lot of minerals, some of these countries like that. And of course, China is in there really strong in Africa right now, wanting to get the minerals. Strange and idiotic
thoughts like that. Okay, well, now, what about Christianity? Is Christianity the widely accepted, or is it the Muslim influence widely accepted?
Well, Christianity has been widely accepted. The problem is there are many cults operating in Uganda and Kenya and also other parts of Africa. And one of the biggest cults is the prosperity teachers that have come in, offering the poor people that the preachers, and this came from the Western preachers, imported into Africa to the pastors there, that if you sow a seed, if you give them, that you get rich. And of course, this is, you know, to the poor African, that's really a very very appetizing message for to get rich quick. And so this is really ravaged, really ravaged Africa very much.
Well, it's ravaging America too. We'll be back in a moment. The Lord David here, I think. American Truth Network.
He used evolution to justify the
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. 0305.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Which is their gods, their paradise. This certain, you know,
the feeling. Well, Dr. Sands, back here, I guess Lauren Davis is carrying to Uganda and Kenya. How long have you been there, Lauren?
27 years. There is no higher 27 years. And I would like to say, regarding what's going on, and regarding Christianity, that from out of Somalia, the Muslims are attacking Kenya, the villages, and they're slaughtering so many of the people. And they're attacking our churches. We built many churches up in northern Kenya, and they've come to the services, and they kill the women, the children, the babies, the old people. They've blown up the mall. So they're doing this, and they're just telling them, "Are you Muslim? If not, they kill you." So it's a real war against Christianity that is going on in Kenya right now, and Kenya's having to stand up and fight against this. Otherwise, they want to totally make Kenya an Islamic state. And
basically, government is actually providing the military weapons and the soldiers to the opposed Somalians?
Yes, they are. In fact, you know, in Kenya, Uganda, they're in Somalia right now fighting against this thing because they've attacked Kenya and Uganda so much, particularly Kenya. So they're standing there. So this thing with ISIS that is going on right now in Iraq, could we talk about that a little bit in relation to this?
We sure could, because ISIS is, at least in my way of looking at it, actually a CIA formation. I mean, who is putting up the money for ISIS? Who is training the people? Who is providing the weapons? We are.
In fact, if you take the Inquisition,
tragedy, the Crusades, put all that together, Christianity throughout the world. And where's the outcry from the American church? Why is it deafening?
But if you take Mao,
but you go right ahead. What is ISIS doing?
You've got, you know, this is what's going on now with regard to ISIS. It's a spiritual war. It's Islam's war against Christianity. And it's a coalition between Islam and the secularists, even from America and the West. We're fighting to destroy Christianity. But ISIS, and it's very interesting to me, them using the name ISIS, so this very violent group that is beheading people, killing the Christians if they don't convert. But very interesting to me where that word ISIS comes from. That word ISIS comes from Egypt. ISIS was the queen of heaven, the goddess of Egypt. And ISIS was the goddess of Egypt at the time that the Jews were enslaved in Egypt. And, you know, they were, in Egypt, they were unmerciful against the Jews. They did not want them serving Jehovah God or anything else. So it was that war of ISIS of Egypt, the ancient war right there. And interesting enough, too, that ISIS was imported into Egypt from Iraq, which was old Babylon or Assyria. And the Queen of Heaven there was called Ishtar. So when people were scattered at the time of the confusion of the languages, they took that religion of the Queen of Heaven from serving Ishtar to Egypt, and they just called it another name. They called it ISIS, and this was the goddess of war. ISIS was the goddess of war, love, fertility, sexuality. And they were temple. These goddesses were temple prostitutes. And this also came originally from even from Ishtar. Before that, it came from Virgo, who is the beautiful virgin, the sixth sign of the zodiac. And Virgo is the sun sign of astrology. And very interesting that even Washington D.C. was laid out, you know, after Virgo, and the Masons and others. They really looked to Virgo, the beautiful virgin, and things. And so even Washington, D.C. was laid out, really, it's very similar to the pyramids and other symbols in Egypt. But they worshiped the sun, and that they had the ancient religion back there of Baal in Egypt, and they worshiped the sun. That was one of the main things they did. It's very interesting that Japan is a nation of sun worshippers, India, etc. But anyway, talking about ISIS being a queen of heaven, that they worshiped in Egypt, and we want to relate that today. But in Jeremiah 44:25, it talks about this. It says they burned incense to the Queen of Heaven. That was to this goddess, ISIS. And ISIS also, it was been renamed in other nations. One is called Astarte, Ashtaroth, Aphrodite in Greece, but in Venus, in Rome. But all of it comes from the same goddess ISIS. It's just having different names. So these goddesses were called the virgins. But really, they were the temple prostitutes. And another very interesting thing related to this is that Fatima, Mohammed's daughter, today in Islam is known as the Queen of Heaven. The Queen of Heaven. And like I said, the Queen of Heaven is a phrase to identify this back to ISIS and then back to Ishtar, which originated in Iraq. And so this violent movement, which even controlled all of Egypt at the time of slavery of the Jews there. It came originally from Iraq, from Babylon. And another thing that's so interesting about that, not only is that Fatima called the Queen of Heaven, but in 431 A.D., Mary was given the title the Queen of Heaven. And that was a pagan goddess. And that, I'm sure Mary would never have gone along with this.
Where does because, this standard come from?
We know all the goddesses back then, the queens of heaven, were prostitutes. And we know Mary was a very virtuous woman. But one thing about ISIS back in Egypt and Ashtaroth, the queens of heaven, one thing that really showed about them is they were very violent. Those worshiping ISIS were very violent. Worshiping the Queen of Heaven. In Jeremiah 19, verses 4 to 6, it tells about this. It says they burn incense to other gods that their fathers had not known, and they filled this place with the blood of innocents. That's the children. And I think it's so amazing today, Dr. Stan, said with this ISIS movement, they're not having mercy on the children, even the babies. So this is not a new thing with that ISIS cult. It's not just a cult. I mean, it is a cult, but over the whole nation of Egypt.
We actually don't.
But they killed, they took the blood of innocents, and in verse 5 in Jeremiah 19, they burned their sons with fire for burnt offerings to Baal.
I'm not trying to be technical.
Okay, no. So they offered their sons, burned them literally alive to Baal, and that word Baal comes from the word Beelzebub, which is Satan. And so we see that even what is going on today in Islam, in the violence in Islam, they're doing this as a religious act. Even the martyrdom they're doing, even 9/11, they're doing this being promised that they'll have all these virgins and they will go to heaven and they will have all these things if they commit these violent acts. But so this is not a new thing.
Well, I know why
this goes back to that religion and the worship of the Queen of Heaven, Isis, in Egypt. They call this place the Valley of Slaughter in verse 6 in Jeremiah 19. And this is exactly what we're seeing in Iraq today. I mean, it looks a place of total slaughter. You could just put Iraq's name right over the place of Egypt back then. And to help us, we need to realize the connection between that old religion of ISIS. Why did they use, I know they called it, you know, Iraq and Syria, as far as an acronym on ISIS, but it's not an accident. They're using the word ISIS. This is actually a manifestation of that ancient religion of Egypt. And so we see that so much beheading is going on. And it's very interesting that in the book of Revelation, that during the time of the book of Revelation, the tribulation, beheading is going to be one of the main things that is going on of killing those who will not take the mark of the beast. I think that's so interesting, seeing we've seen the rise today of beheading that is going on.
You think there's a
another thing is,
so what is it?
Nebuchadnezzar, you know, he killed all who would not bow down to his golden calf. And this was in Assyria, which is Iraq. So this happened in Iraq, that the forcing under Nebuchadnezzar, the forcing to serve Nebuchadnezzar's God, or you would be killed. You'd be thrown in the fiery furnace. So what is happening today in Iraq, it's actually a repeat of what happened really under Nebuchadnezzar. You will either change God, you'll serve their God by force, and that was Nebuchadnezzar, by force. You'll serve him, or you'll be killed.
Well, this is why people are so fearful,
and I don't understand why America has not stood up for the Christians. You know, it stood up for this other group over there. I appreciate us standing up for anybody, and we've had some bombings of those that are fleeing up by the Kurds right now. But it seems like there's been no interest in protecting the Christians. But we know that there is also an anti-Christian movement in America today. Very strong. It's a secularist movement. And really, it is totally against Christians. It's totally against the Bible. Totally against everything that Christ stands for. So the war we're facing today, you know, we cannot just do it alone with bombs. And I believe that there is a time to fight. Don't get me wrong there. But it is a spiritual war. And we know in times past, there's been all-out war on Christians in different nations. We know in China, when Mao Zedong took over, that there was a purging of Christians throughout China. There was the same thing that happened in Russia under Stalin, the marking of Christians, and also other Islamic countries today. So we've seen this is a war against Christians. Down, it is a war against God. And that and same spirit that if was working at the time of Nebuchadnezzar is working now. And it's very interesting. All pagan religions coming from the past, studying the past, have required human sacrifice to their God, to appease their God, you know, to stop hurricanes, to bless their crops. But you look at the Aztecs and the Mayans of Central and South America. They were bloodthirsty. The requirement was human sacrifice. And also in Polynesia, it was human sacrifice. It was not until Christianity came that the human sacrifice stopped. But we see now, you know, with the stopping of Christianity, we're reverting to ancient bloodthirsty paganism of human sacrifice. So 9/11 was just a part of the religious exercise in Islam, which is requirement to kill all infidels and all unbelievers. And today is demanding everyone to convert to Islam. And if you're not, you will be beheaded. Very interesting being beheaded because, like I said, this is a thing that the Bible predicts is going to be coming in the book of Revelation.
And that's an assumption we can't prove. But again, the issue isn't when their creation.
Now,
the issue is
also,
there was a creation.
Iraq so is a major player in Bible prophecy.
God who created them.
You know, no, most people, when they think of Bible prophecy, they're thinking, you know, primarily of Israel. And, of course, Israel is the major player in Bible prophecy.
Yeah, well, there's many Christians who don't believe that, like me.
I want to show you in the book of Revelation where Iraq, you know, is spoken about so much in end-time prophecy. If you look at Revelation 16, verses 12 to 14,
in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, when did God create?
It says,
in the beginning. When does the first day begin?
Dad, and we'll be back to the point two.
And if you notice, Genesis is a poetic historical account. Usages in the first
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk greens, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Also, if you Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfood! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free products. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareRootConstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom
good Sabbath. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Did you see the size of that commission? That certainly was a large commission. Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
I know you find it very hard to understand, but it is. You can knock it out. We have done that. Scientists have knocked it out. It's not a pleasant thing to do, but they've tried. You know, consciousness, free will, all of these things can be knocked out of your brain because it's where it is. It is in the molecules. There is no soul. Now, again, I cannot see what a soul or a spirit or anything like that adds to anything. It just creates more confusion.
You can learn more about this Queen of Heaven of Isis, which is one of them, from my website, laurendavis.com, laurendavis.com. And also on the left-hand column on our website is Lauren Davis Internet Radio. And I've got a message there on the Queen of Heaven, and this is back referring to Isis. You'll find that very informative. LORENDavis.com. Now I want to talk about Iraq in Bible prophecy. As I mentioned earlier, most people think of Israel in Bible prophecy, which we should, because there's so much. But in the book of Revelation, no other nation besides Israel is mentioned there as much as Iraq. And I want to show you, because particularly we've had these two major wars in Iraq, and still it's in a mess, it's in a total upheaval. Well, right now, and it looks like we totally lost again. We cannot gain control over that thing. So let me show you from the Word of God how Iraq is a major player in end times Bible prophecy. In Revelation 16, verses 12 to 14, it says, "The sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates." Now, the Euphrates River is in Iraq. So why didn't God say it pour out the vial upon the Mississippi River, the Ganges, or whatever? But he pinpointed that the judgments that are coming is coming on the Euphrates River in Iraq. And it said that the water was dried up there in the waters of the Euphrates River to make way for the kings of the east. That's very important. And he said, "I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon," and the dragon is referred to as Satan. "And they are the spirits of devils And they go forth to bring the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them together to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. That is the battle of Armageddon. So what we're dealing with there, even with all of our mighty military, is that their unclean spirit are like frogs. But then that are coming from this Euphrates River, coming in Iraq, and he said it's the spirit of devil. And so it's stirring up the kings of the whole world, getting them ready to come against Israel. And we see right now, even with Hamas attacking Israel, and Israel defending itself from the 3,500 missiles shot into it, that now they're wanting to charge Israel with war crimes. And so this shows it's irrational to have that kind of thinking that they could not defend themselves, but that the whole world is stirred up against Israel and is preparing them to come against Israel in the Battle of Armageddon. And then Revelation 9, verses 14 to 16, it says, they will loose the four angels that are bound in the great river Euphrates. So again, the Euphrates River, Iraq, is targeted in Bible prophecy, and it says that they will loose this thing for this army to come to slay one-third of men. One-third of men. So the violence that is taking place there now is a precursor of the violence that is to come. And it says in verse 16 of Revelation 9, and the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. That means 200 million that are going to come to fight to slay a third part of man. And you link that to the other scripture in Revelation 16:12. It's the kings of the east that are going to come with an army of 200,000, 200 million. I think it's very interesting that China is the only nation that could field an army of 200 million. And so now we see China building up strong economic. Economically, and they're using this economic might to build their military. Anybody following this knows, and I have seen in Africa, the Chinese are everywhere. There's over a million Chinese in Africa right now. And they're coming looking at the natural resources, all the minerals that are in Africa. And of course, that is over there close to Iraq. But anyway, this China in itself is a major player in end time Bible prophecy. The kings of the east to come with an army of 200 million.
Do you believe in miracles?
And so the buildup of this military that is going on in China right now, it's going to be used at some point in the Great Tribulation. Now, it's very interesting that the United States is in debt deeply to China, which is an atheist nation. They do not even believe in God. They have persecuted Christians. And also, we are in debt to Muslim nations like Saudi Arabia, etc. So Saudi Arabia is an anti-Christ nation, and these other nations that we are in debt to. So here, we are in debt to atheist nations, to anti-Christ nations, and so it is a spiritual war that has been going on for a long time, been fighting physically, but it's a war against God, it's a war against Jesus Christ, it's a war against Christians, it's a spiritual war, and now because of all the debt that the West has, particularly America, to China, to the Muslim nations, they've really checkmated us. And so what it is now, either we're going to bow or they could call in the debt and totally ruin the dollar and ruin us. So in Revelation 18, verses 1 to 5, it talks it talks also here about Iraq. And it says in verse 2, it says that he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the greatest fallen.
Now, Babylon, the greatest fallen. Hold that song. We'll be back in a moment. The Lord is.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk drains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarereconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, back here for our last segment, Warren Davis, as he brings us up to date with what's going on in Africa. Warren, go right ahead.
Yes. I'm showing right now how that Iraq is a major player in the book of Revelation and in Bible prophecy. In that scripture I was just giving, it says, of Iraq, it says that Babylon, the great, is fallen. This is the prediction of what's going to happen to Babylon, which is Iraq. Of course, Babylon is still a city that has been rebuilt in Iraq today. So it says it is the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit. This is the reason it cannot be managed. It's full of devils and every foul spirit. And verse 3, it says, all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, speaking of Iraq. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. So the merchants of the earth and the kings of the earth have gotten rich of the abundance of oil that has come from there. That is why Iraq has been so important and the whole world has gravitated toward her. In Revelation 18, verses 7 to 10, again, it talks about Iraq. And verse 7 says, they'll say, I said a queen. And that's very interesting because Isis, Ishtar, is the queen of heaven. But it says her plague, verse 8, her plague shall come in one day. Speaking of the plagues that are coming to Iraq, it says that great city, Babylon, is fallen in 1 hour. Judgment is coming. So the war that is going on with ISIS, the war that is going on with the secularists and with Islam, is the war against Jehovah God. And this started back with Ishmael and Isaac. That's when the war started there. And, of course, you know, they aligned themselves with Ishmael. And another major thing about Iraq and an end-time prophecy is found in Micah 5, verses 2 to 6. And I want to give a scripture that shows that actually the I think it's very clear that the Antichrist is going to be an Iraqi. You look in verse 2 of Micah 5. It says, "But thou, Bethlehem, though you be little in Judea, yet out of you shall come forth unto him that is to be the ruler of Israel." So who is that that was from Bethlehem, and who is to be the ruler of Israel? We know that it is Jesus. It says, "Who's going forth has been from old, from everlasting to everlasting." So we know from everlasting to everlasting that he is God. And then it says, "He shall be great to the ends of the earth," referring to Jesus. Now, verse 5, and it says, and this is so important regarding the Antichrist, "This man shall be the peace," referring to the one from Bethlehem, Jesus, "when the Assyrians shall come into our land." So Assyria is Iraq. That's the ancient name under the time of Nebuchadnezzar of what is modern-day Iraq today. So the Assyrian, we could just put the other word, the modern word, the Iraqi, shall come into our land. So we know Jesus is going to be the only one, according to the word of God, who will save Israel. And he will be the peace. And so this refers to the Assyrian or Iraqi. Really, he's going to be the one who will lead the world army in the battle Armageddon against Israel. And Zechariah 14 also talks about this. In verse 6, it says, "They shall waste the land of Assyria," that is Iraq, "when he comes into our land," speaking of Israel, "and he, when he treads within our borders." And so we see that all nations want to do away, most all nations want to do away with Israel. They want to eliminate it as a nation. That's why Hamas has attacked it, we know Iraq and all the Muslim nations are against Israel. And so it's going to be an Iraqi who's going to lead this. And very, very interesting, you know, referring to him, you know, the Antichrist is an Iraqi. I don't have time to get into it right now. I wish I had some time to show, because we know that the Jews are going to have to accept him as Messiah as well as the Muslims. But the thing is that we know that many Jews were taken into Iraq during the time of the Babylonian captivity. And that was the time of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and Daniel. But everybody bowed to that God under Nebuchadnezzar except the three Hebrew children and Daniel. And so we see, my wife and I, we went to an IMAX a movie about Jerusalem in Houston. And before the meeting, there was a Muslim sheikh stood up and talked about coming together with the Jews. And so then there was a Jewish rabbi stood up, a progressive Jew. This was an interfaith Jewish-Muslim meeting together about Jerusalem, saying this is all of our city to bring about peace. And it would take quite a bit of time speaking about it. But anyway, look at Micah 5, verses 1 to 5 regarding to this. You know, it's interesting that God has always used Iraq to judge nations. In the book of Jeremiah, when Israel went into Babylonian captivity into Iraq, they did so because of their backsliding. In Isaiah 10, verses 5 to 6, it says, "O Assyrian," like I said, that is the modern day would be Iraq. "O Iraqi, you," God says, "you are the rod of mine anger, and the staff in their hand is mine indignation." And in verse 6, God says, "I will send him," the Iraqi, "against a hypocritical nation." Okay, that's what God did with the Jews when they backslid. They turned away from him. And so we see that is very interesting. Like Iraq, God used Iraq really to punish Israel and the Jews when they forsook him. We see America, we see Europe that have been Christian nations that have served the Lord, and still there's a real profession of Christianity, but he said it's a hypocritical nation. So here we talk about God. We talk about being a Christian nation on one side. On the other side, we are changing the laws of the land to be everything against what the Bible and Christianity stands for. And then we say, God bless America.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Basically, we are on the edge of a major event that is going to disrupt our society permanently, change the very structure of our society. We're living very, very well, living very comfortably, but we're actually borrowing the money we're living on. Certainly, the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls our government today is borrowing at least a third of all the money we spend. We're taking in about $2 trillion, and we're putting out $3 trillion, something like that. And so we're simply borrowing money, and we have actually increased the amount of money that we have borrowed since the year 2000 by about approximately $10 trillion, a massive amount of money that will never be paid back. And of course, certainly the other countries throughout the world are living on borrowed money, and this whole house of cards is coming down. They're not talking about it, but it's just a matter of time before the whole thing comes down. Now, I believe that the invisible government, the Brotherhood of Darkness that runs America, is planning on creating a major cataclysmic event that's going to take us into a major war associated with that. There may be other problems with the right now, everything points to the fact that war is coming. And with that war, well, the First World War, we lost 21 million people. And then, of course, we had an epidemic associated with that. So altogether, we lost 40 million people in the First World War. Second World War, we lost 70 million people. I feel this Third World War, which is coming, and coming very soon, we are going to lose certainly hundreds of millions of people. And when you say that, people say that just couldn't happen. Well, all you need to do certainly is read the prophecies, and you find out that Revelation 6-8, why you lose to the a quarter of the population of the world. And then a few verses later, we lose another third of the population of the world. People can't believe we could be having such terrible things lying ahead. I believe that they're there because they're prophesied. I believe we're in prophetic times, and I believe God is going to bring his judgment on America because America has turned its back on God. Can we change it? Well, we can certainly try to preserve ourselves and hope and pray that